Good afternoon. Can you all hear me okay? Yeah. Okay, great. Well, so I'm not really technically just focusing on water. This is, you know, I think everyone else is more water. This is going to be an environmental health type thing. So I'm speaking today about a course that my group at CDC, the National Center for Environmental Health, has been working on to teach folks about how to investigate outbreaks that are caused by non-infectious agents. So the first question you might have is, you know, exactly what do I mean when I say a toxic agent? So a lot of times when we're doing outbreak investigations, you know, usually the infectious organisms get a lot of the attention. It's a lot of what we do. But toxic agents are the non-infectious chemicals such as lead, arsenic, pesticides, you know, that can also cause sickness. So they can be naturally occurring or they can be synthetic. Chemicals are not necessarily any more or less dangerous based on whether they are naturally occurring or man-made. Toxic agents are everywhere in the environment. You know, we don't think about it often because we're just continuously exposed to different toxic agents, and usually the exposure is at relatively low levels. It doesn't cause acute illness, and so that's why it's not always on our radar. But occasionally, you can get exposure at a higher level that would cause an acute illness. And the toxic agents that we're exposed to on a daily basis just depend on, you know, what we eat, what we drink, where we work, and our daily activities. These are some headlines from the last few months of different types of toxicological outbreaks, a couple of which we were consulted on. So why am I even talking about toxicological outbreak investigation? So our branch, our group at CDC gets consulted with frequently because investigating an outbreak that's caused by a non-infectious toxic agent has just a few nuances that make it a little bit different from the typical infectious outbreak investigation, especially when it comes to the collection of samples and how you analyze and interpret laboratory data. So because we're always being called upon to provide technical assistance to state and local health departments, we decided to go ahead and put together a course that provides all of the key principles that we're often going out and providing assistance on. So that the target audience for the course is any public health professional, you know, state, local health department, or other organization who might be involved in an outbreak investigation. So we've been developing this course for the last couple of years. We've been seeking input from epidemiologists, toxicologists, environmental health specialists that work in different agencies across the U.S. And we've been pilot testing it with different fellows that have come through CDC. So the objectives of the course are to recognize when a toxic agent or when an outbreak might be caused by a toxic agent. It's also to understand the key principles regarding how to analyze the, from a laboratory and an epidemiologic perspective, how to analyze data on toxic agents, and kind of how to understand how you might modify a standardized outbreak investigation approach when it's a toxic agent outbreak. So the course is going to compose, does compose of a series of 6 modules that can be taken either as a group or independently, as well as a toolkit that contains these standardized forms that can be utilized and modified for your particular situation. So the first module of the course is just an introduction and an overview, kind of gets the group thinking about toxic agents and how they might apply in their jurisdiction. The second module of the course goes through the toxicological principles. And it's just enough to sort of give you a basic understanding of the principles that need to be taken into account when you are analyzing and interpreting data, such as, you know, relative exposure, dose response, the concepts of half-life, and characteristics that will let you know when an outbreak you're seeing might be caused by a toxic agent as opposed to an infectious agent. The third module is laboratory principles. It's review some of the guidelines for when you might want to collect biological and or environmental samples as part of your outbreak investigation, some general guidelines for how to collect and transport and store those samples, and a little bit for how to interpret the results. The fourth module is toxicological epidemiologic principles. And this gets into some of the nuances for how you handle the laboratory data that will come back if you have a lab analyzing, like for example, if you have a laboratory analyzing blood lead levels. That's one example of toxic agent lab levels. So it talks a lot about like how do you handle levels that are below the limit of detection, which is a common issue we run into when analyzing environmental agents. Also, how do you work with data that are not normally distributed, and how do you do that in a simple way that's easy to replicate? The fifth module is the steps of an outbreak investigation, where it walks through the typical steps for doing an outbreak investigation, but applies those to a toxicological outbreak. And then there's a scenario that is built into that module that is walked through. The sixth module is a case study, where the participants will actually go through an entire toxicologic outbreak and apply the steps themselves. And then finally, there's the toolkit, as I mentioned. And this is on an online platform that will have questionnaires, line lists, different forms that you would use during an outbreak investigation. And the forms are already tailored to the way that you would ask questions when it's a toxicological outbreak. And these forms will be available to be downloaded and modified for the particular situation. So as I mentioned, the course is able to, it doesn't have to all, it can be piecemealed. And so if your health department, really just wants to know about maybe toxicological principles, or maybe you really want to know about how to analyze like NHANES type data, you could just select the couple of modules that you want to look at. You don't have to take the entire course as a whole. If you did take the entire course, the length could be a maximum of a day or a day and a half, but if you just take one or two modules, it could just be a couple of hours. It's also available as two different modalities. One is an instructor-led, and it's also going to be online, so it can just be just an individual going online and accessing the material. So we are currently pilot testing it in different health departments across the U.S., and we're using the information that we're gaining from these pilot tests to do a little bit further tweaking on it. And then once we do that, we're going to be putting the material through official CDC clearance, then we're going to be putting it onto kind of an accessible online platform. And we are going to be also obtaining continuing education certification, so CE credits can be gained by taking the course. And if anyone's interested in possibly exploring the opportunities for this course we delivered in your health department, please feel free to contact us. I also just want to give a plug for my colleague, Allison Ridpath. She also has helped with this course quite a bit. She was not able to be here today, so I'm filling in for her on this presentation. Thank you for your time.